You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So with the University of Auckland recently deciding to close the creative libraries and move the books to the general library, Elam students and others in the art community felt there needed to be an educational common space to fill the gap left. I spoke with Catherine Okamp about the Samoa House project, a new space for the arts community opening up on Kay Road. Here's Catherine.
Obviously, following on from the university's decision when they publicised it on the 22nd of June to proceed with closing the specialist creative libraries at the university and amalgamating them into the general library, we needed to reevaluate the state of the campaign and think about how we would proceed into the future. So we decided that where we would continue to maintain a strong opposition to the decisions made by the university and the ways they've been conducting themselves, it's really important now that we act in a generative and productive and creative way. So the decision sort of came about to start talking about the possibility of opening up an alternative learning space.
And so this will be, I suppose, more than a library. What other things will the space be used for?
Yeah, so above all, it's a safe space for our art community that'll foster communal learning. So it'll hold workshops and lectures and all kinds of things like that. But yeah, it really just needs to be a space that suits our community in the best way possible.
And have you had a lot of support from the sort of art community?
Yeah, we've had so much support. So since we publicised it last week, support's just been flooding in with so many resources. And above all, it's achieving what we want it to achieve, which is just being something really positive for the communities that have been affected so negatively this year.
And I suppose, how important is it that there are these sort of educational commons?
It's so important. Going into the campaign this year, we had understandings of the importance of creative libraries, but now truly understand just how essential these spaces are. Because just considering next year, going into when the collections will be amalgamated into the general library, there'll be a lack of, without this project, there'd be a lack of creative, safe spaces for people to learn together and learn from peers and learn from people outside of the uni as well. Yeah, so this is just really a means of ensuring that conversations and things can still take place.
And would you like to see kind of more spaces like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this really just shows that that communities can self-organise in really productive ways, and we really do think it'll be a really positive thing for everyone at the moment. Looking at the continued sort of accelerated sort of attack on the arts from the university, spaces like this are just really, really essential.
And I suppose, I mean, it will be utilised by Elam students, but do you expect other people from the community to really start using it too?
Yeah, we really hope so. First and foremost, it will be, we really hope Elam students will use it, but it definitely is so much more far-reaching than that. So we hope that it's obviously open to anyone to come in and learn and talk with each other. We really hope it'll be used by a really wide community.
And what's the vision for the future?
Yeah, I mean, we hope that this is going to be a long-term thing and will keep itself going into the future.
Do you think that the kind of how it's used will change as time progresses?
Yeah, well, I mean, we really want the future of the space to be shaped by the community that's using it. So every month we'll be getting feedback from people and reshaping and rethinking, and we want it to be a space that continues to develop and change and to make it the best space that it can be.
And the opening is coming up on Saturday. Can you talk about this a bit?
Yeah, Yeah, sure. So this Saturday, the 22nd, is when we open for our first day. So we'll be open from 11 in the morning until 8. So that'll be open for anyone to come in and start using the space. And then from 4 o'clock, we'll have an opening, a proper little opening with some celebratory drinks and food and things like that. But yeah, we really hope people come through and have a look at the new space. Yeah.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.